After all these years, I miss you so much. I love you, girl. Woman. Hi there, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband. I was humored today. I do see the stories, I get the RSS feed from Babylon Bee, and there was the article, "After noticing Adam literally never showered, God saw it was not good for the man to be alone," which I thought was humorous because, you know, obviously I fully agree that it's not good for the man to be alone, because it's not good for this man to be alone, and that's why the Lord blessed him with a wonderful lady that he still desires to have by his side. But I just took a 7-mile hike going to, you know, Man Eats His Bananas, and I'm going to go in a shower here in a moment because, oh my, one of us got sweaty. And, you know, the wonderful news of the day is I got 2 more garlic braids in order. So I should be covered, and I'm guessing, you know, first started shipping in July, a little bit early this year, and they usually last me until about March, and I'm hoping to get to April maybe this time. But my garlic consumption is ridiculous, and I'm really guessing that's why you left, isn't it? But you know, if you ate garlic with me, you wouldn't notice. And I do think one of the big reasons why I don't get sick is because of the amount of garlic I eat. I was at Publix again, and there was one other person I was delighted to see who was not wearing a mask. Everybody else does. And, you know, I've been discussing with my friend Chris, is this a Daniel 3 or Romans 14 issue? And I really think it's a Daniel 3 issue. You see the reports, I see the videos of how, I mean, the crackdown in Australia has been ridiculous. Arresting people in their homes for saying masks are inappropriate. And of course the silencing of the gathering in Berlin was huge, and in London was quite large too, but got to silence that. All the people who've come out and show the scientific evidence, you know, I talk with people and say that, you know, okay, you want to wear a mask? Point to one piece of evidence that says they're effective. I mean, there is none. It's simply by authority. And it concerns me. It concerns me a lot because as I try to study culture, the culture of today, I mean, I've said so often, and, you know, the evidence is overwhelming. We are in the Fourth Reich. And the difference is it's going to impact a far greater part of the world. So if people look and say, oh, those people in Germany were led astray and they were really bad because they got onto the National Socialist German Workers' Party and their mentality because they had a charismatic leader, there's absolutely no difference today. And it concerns me. I think I have the wherewithal to resist. But what about my family? What about my kids? To get along, will they submit? Will they know why not to submit? Will they have a relationship and understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ to say, no, obedience to Christ means more than obedience to man? Obviously, Jim Cross doesn't know how to do that. And my wife has followed suit. Erica Lee and Jack have clearly denied Christ. I think, you know, as far as I can tell, Tirza is just wants credentials. And I don't know about the rest. But this is my family. And I got to point them to Christ, not the state. Otherwise, they got to learn how to say, "Hail victory." You know, I've said that for years. My lady, I love you.